Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's go ahead and check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Monday morning in Kansas City. May wheat open at 5:85, up 11 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:35, up 8. July 5:48, up 9 1/4. December 5:91 1/2, up 8 on the open. May corn open at 3:60, up 7 1/4 on the open. May 3:68, up 6 1/2. July 3:78, up 7. September 3:86 1/2, up 7 1/4. December 3:99, up 8 1/4 on the open. March beans open at 8:99, up 20 on the open. May 8:80, up 13. July 8:80, up 14. November 8:32, up 17. January of 2010, 8:40, up 16 1/4 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 278.80, up 4.60 on the open. May 267.50, up 2.20. May soybean oil opened at 31.95, up 92 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83, up 55 on the open. March feeders 90.70, up 20. April lean hog 62.50, unchanged on the open. And May bellies 81.50, down 170 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 66.43 is up 16 points. The NASDAQ 12.96, it is up 2.66. And the S&P 500 at 6.87 is up 3.83 points. The granddaddy of them all, the 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting, is set for tomorrow. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. We have a pretty solid lineup for you. You should come away with several ideas about how to manipulate your farm management, as well as potentially come away with some thoughts on how to increase your profitability. Glenn Ring Enterprises will give us his technical analysis. We have ADM Chief Economist Perry Dixon talking about world fundamentals. And Murray Wise, who's Chief Executive Officer and Chairman of the Westchester Group, will discuss land values. Bob Astafer, a Senior Vice President, Commercial and Agribusiness Banking of First Midwest Bank, will talk about relationships in the future as it relates to marketing your grain and the relationship you have to have with your banker from both the banking and farming perspectives. AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser will give the latest on world weather, and we'll have a focus on wheat because we think that over time wheat might have the potential to lead the market higher. Gary Schnicke, a University of Illinois economist, will take us through the crop insurance options, and of course we'll have futures and basis analysis panels as well. And as I said, registration beginning at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. The cost is just $16, includes a light continental breakfast as well as a buffet lunch at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting, the Andersons, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Let's go ahead and jump on the phone line with Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Wow, the meeting is just set for tomorrow. I can hardly wait to get to it.
Boy, it's here already. It's amazing how time flies, but we've got quite a lineup there. It'll be quite interesting to see what everybody has to say in this volatile market.
Talk about volatility. A little bit of a pop off the opening bell today.
Yeah, some encouragement. I think quite a bit of enthusiasm came from Jimmy Rogers' comments over the weekend that farmers will be driving Lamborghinis instead of these outside brokers in the equity market. So They're quite bullish on the ag sector over the next 20 years, but the question or key is the survival over the next year or two yet. So some optimism there. Also, too, we're seeing a little more demand surface here as time goes on. Then plus, too, the market was incredibly oversold here over the last couple weeks, and we're due for a good old-fashioned dead cat bounce.
So over time, are you of the mindset that inflation will play into this marketplace and those farmers will be driving those Lamborghinis?
Well, I think that probably inflation is going to happen sometime down the road. But, man, in order to have inflation, you got to have money to spend to drive prices higher. And that's not the case in some of the regions here in the United States of America. It seems like most of the money is going in the big dog's hands versus the small guy's hands. So we'll see how that unfolds. As far as inflation, that's not good because basically we saw inflation last summer. We saw $148 crude oil. We saw $8 corn. We saw $16 beans. And look at the mess it got us in. So unfortunately, though, inflation might not be a good thing to be able to have extra cash to buy a Lamborghini.
Now let's take it back to the short term and just ask you, do you think at the end of the week we'll have a higher high for the week?
I think that the trade today is going to be the high. If you go back and look at a chart, we often set the highs and the lows here on a Monday, first day of the week. But that's going to be different. I have a feeling we're going to set some new highs tomorrow while we're all at the beef house learning about the future of agriculture.
Wow. I will say it was a year ago at the beef house about the lunchtime. Glenn Ring grabbed the microphone and began to talk about gold. And at the moment, in the short term, we all looked at him and said, what is he talking about? But looking back at it a year later, he had a fair idea of where the market was headed.
Boy, you just never know what's going to happen at that meeting.
So what are we left with today off of this enthusiasm that we're seeing in your mindset?
Well, I think we're seeing a recovery here. The question is how far will it follow through? Earlier this morning, we did have the Dow up some. Crude oil's up $3 a barrel, so it was supportive. You know, the question is whether we could hold these gains or not. As we visit with producers clear across the Midwest, there's still a lot of cash grain to move yet. That could probably keep a lid on the marketplace. We do have some new numbers from the government coming out here on Wednesday on the supply-demand balance sheet and ideas that corn and wheat carryout could stay pretty hefty, but the bean carryout could be lowered a tad bit on renewed interest or continued interest from Asia, such as China. So there's several things to look at here this week, but the technical indicators have turned up here. The key is try to follow through here for the next few days.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good. Take care.
You too. That is Kurt Kimmel, and he is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat now at 577, up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat at 515 and 3 quarters, down a half. May, 526 and a quarter, down 3 quarters. July, 537 and a quarter, down 1 and a half. September, 562, down 1. March corn, 357 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. May, 366 and a quarter, up 4 and 3 quarters. July, 376, up 5. September, 385, up 5 and 3 quarters. December, 395 and a half, up 4 and 3 quarters. April crude, 47.70, is up $2.18. The April RBOB at 135 and 6 tenths is up 2 and 4 tenths. March beans, 890, up 11. May, 870 and 3 quarters, up 3 and 3 quarters. July, 870 and a quarter, up 4 and a quarter. August, 858 and a half, up 5 and a half. November is at 820, up 5. March soybean meal, 275.90, up 170. May, 265.90, up 60. March soybean oil, 31.25, up 49. May, 31.42, up 39. April live cattle, 8320 up 75. March feeders, 91 up 50. Apriline hogs, 8295 up 45 cents. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. And we're on the web 24/7 with analysis at WILLAG.org.